Hey everybody, it's Aldo Gandhi, and I just want to let you know really quickly that our swag shop is reopened. DeepDishTees.com is where you go, and that's Tees with T-E-E-S. Clever name, guys. They're the new home of our merchandise. You can get t-shirts, you can get caps, you can get coffee mugs, you can get hoodies, you can get all sorts of good stuff, and you'll help out the bar room with the purchase. So head over to DeepDishTees.com.
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for spending your time with us this evening. My name is Tyler Ellis. And first of all, I want to say I'm very grateful for you all joining us this evening. Welcome to the debut of Perspective of Games. Once again, I'm Tyler Ellis. Some of you may know me as the Games Report from the Barroom Network on C-Red Radio on the Bear Football. But today is a special day. It's a special day because this show is not about me. This show was about shining light where God wants us to give the glory. And that's all across the country. That's in different states. And we have some very, very special guests. Okay. But first and foremost, I got to give all the glory to my Heavenly Father, because this show, The Perspective of Gains, we're going to cover unity, fellowship, entrepreneurship, spirituality, mindset. Okay, this is about growth and gains in every aspect of life. My mentors taught me how to take the tenacity from the football field and apply that to my livelihood, but also my thought process. And so been blessed to be a blessing because I received amazing mentorship from some amazing men. Thank God for LTD. But I want to start this out before I get to our special guest. We're going to open up with some scripture because I'm all about faith. And I will proclaim my faith everywhere I go. Okay, so real quick, bear with me. We're going to start with Mark 11, 24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it shall be yours. Okay, let that sink in. Watch it on YouTube and act it out later on. Bigger than words. Ephesians, book 3, verses 16 and 17. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with his power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you be rooted and established of love, in love. That's what this show is about. Okay. Unity and fellowship. Where there's unity, God commands the blessing. And when God shows up, when he acts up, we have to show up and show out, and we have to be our bold, beautiful selves, because people are drawn to authenticity. And when you become who God wanted you to be, you will impact the people that he intended for you to impact. OK. And so once again, I am a proud, proud father of three beautiful girls, Trinity, Elaine, and Eden, the joys of my life. You see what I mean? But more importantly, I'm a proud son from the strongest woman I know, Miss Trudy Jones, from two-time breast cancer survivor from Jamaica. But it will make this show even more special today. Not just a different kind of strong. I am hashtag son of Amos Ellis. Amos Ellis is my Superman. He is my Superman. And today we celebrate. This will be his birthday. Okay, he went to go be with our Heavenly Father. And the only reason why I'm able to smile today is because of the honorable men that he has served with over the last years, that the honorable men that my father has put me and my brothers, my siblings, Josh, Jordan, Jazz. You see what I'm saying? They put us into an environment to see what servant leadership is all about. And so when we take time to lead with love and have empathy, you see what I'm saying? You never know where God is going to direct you. Okay, so we have some special guests, and I want to hear from a special guest, Mr. Bledsoe. But before I have Mr. Bledsoe, because who's Mr. Bledsoe? My father was involved with Mabasa Relief Initiative. Okay, we're gonna get to the meat and potatoes on what that is. But before I have Mr. Bledsoe introduce himself, I want you all to see. Most of you all may know I just got back from Mombasa, Kenya. Okay, and so I want you all just to get a quick glimpse of how impactful that was as I got to bear witness to some men serving something. So we can roll that video real quick, and then we'll get Mr. Bledsoe up.
How many of you all in class H? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. It's all in class A. Do you know who your sponsor is? Who sponsors this program? Who sponsors it? Madam Tarika. This is what Tarika has decided to do. She loves you all so much. She loves this program so much. We understand that there are 26 girls in class A. She is finding sponsors to sponsor all 26 of you all. Go to high school.
Wow.
Michelle talked about your education. We believe that with all our hearts, our souls. So we're going to do everything we can to make sure you have every opportunity to be different.
Mr. Bledsoe, let's bring him to the stage so he can introduce himself. I want to hear about your background, sir. I still have all the chills. I have all the chills in the world. So hopefully that connection comes through. Hopefully that comes through as that spins around. But being able to be there, there was over 26 young ladies in that class. There was a program called Girl Power. And because of sponsorship, because of people that were in the U.S. that were tying in Mombasa, they have to pay for school. They have to pay for school. They have to pay for first grade, all these things. So to be able to witness a classroom of ladies get told that they get to go to high school. They get to go to high school. And so understanding how impactful that was, and see, like, it's bigger than finances, it's bigger than money. It's about someone having an opportunity. So Mr. Kelvin, please introduce yourself with your name and background, sir. And please, how did all this get started, sir?
Well, I guess the thing first, I'm Kelvin Bledsoe, and your dad and I went to school. I met him in 1980. When he came, I was a year ahead of him in 1979. And we immediately became fast friends. You know, Hamish just a hangout. You know, he was in BTW together, me, myself, Don. And what happened, you know, my background, I'm a retired lieutenant colonel. I work for the Urban League. I do a lot of community service. But it's really not about me and what it's more about the mission and the vision that your dad, Amos Ellis, and along with Don Harris and Mark Abson and Mike Patrick, some guys said, this is what we need to do. When we were there in Kenya, Amos and I and Don went there on the third trip, because it's Don and I first, and the next person we took was Amos. And Amos saw these things that were going on, and he said, you know, why can't we help? Why can't we as Americans help our brothers and sisters over here? So about 20 years ago, we had a friend of mine, Dorothy James, who was also my military buddy. She wanted to feed some kids in a little school called Bumbalulu. This school was a school of handicapped workers, and all of their children were healthy. So she wanted to feed one little girl. And as a matter of fact, that little girl right now is in college. And I talked to Dorothy 3 days ago, and she is funding that girl in college. It's always been in touch. And so we said, okay, well, how much does it cost? And how many kids? So she said, 200 kids. And whatever the cost was, we said, okay, we do it. That was the first project we did as the MRI. And then Don had the idea, hey, let's go back to the States and write up something like a 501c3. And Amos said, okay, let's do this, 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 and this. And he said, okay, why don't all of us take a different part in a different task? And so us nine people, seven Americans, two Kenyans, came up with the idea. In April, we started writing the MRI. And in December of 2001, it came through fruition. And your dad was the biggest advocate of taking care of young men and young boys. I know he did that with his own children. He did it in the Masonic lodges, and he helped us have a vision for Boys to Men to start that there in Kenya. And Amos probably missed about 3 trips in the 20 years that we have been going. And he was always, always adding value, always helping us do better, reach higher, and always inspires. And I'll share one more thing. Amos, as you know, your dad was a great actor. And the first time Amos came, we took him to a wedding, I think in Malindi. And so they were, they were just talking, and all of a sudden, Don said, "Hey, let's get Amos to perform." And your dad got up and he did The Creation. Blew everybody away. Everybody. A lot of them didn't speak English, but they understood the power, his spirit, his reverence, and his grace. And that is why the MRI still today carries his spirit. And that's what I want to talk about our mission, our vision, and about how your dad inspired us all to do more, to do better, and to be greater.
I can't tell you how much of it was an honor and privilege to not only meet you face to face, but to see you all in the trenches. Anybody can like have an opinion when they're sitting behind an ivory tower, behind a comfortable desk and AC, but to see you gentlemen in the trenches in the 200 degree weather, with a smile on your face and bringing joy to every single school. We could probably get into that. I know Uncle Don would probably get into all the different trips, all the schools that we have visited. But I have to tell you, live on the air from Barroom Network, it was a pleasure and an honor to meet you, sir. But is this the beginning? That wasn't just a trip. That wasn't just a trip. It's still just the beginning for me. And so I'm very, very honored that my dad got to be around someone as yourself, sir, for sure.
Hey, and one more thing, Tyler, you're on the board now. You're stuck, man. You can't go nowhere. We got you now. So, hey, you're going to live your dad's legacy. And as he gave us permission to spank you. So, you got to make it happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Without shadow of a doubt. And so, as we still got you, Mr. Bledsoe, I'm just wanting to go into, but inspiring us to do more real quick. Why is it important to you? I mean, I've seen you deliver some, not just speeches, but I see you walk it out in the unseen. Why is it important to you? You try to keep people in the States updated. You see what I'm saying? Where most people like try away from technology, you try to let people know how they can help in all the different things. Why is it important to you?
Well, I think the thing is, the Bible says very, very clearly, to those much is given, much is expected. I think that myself and my fraternity brothers and the brothers with your dad really believe that if we can serve a need, why not do that? And we absolutely believe that we, as African-Americans, have the ability and we have the mission in the spirit. The Bible says that Jesus' love compels us. We are compelled to serve these kids, to love these kids, and take care of these kids. So this is not just something you do, one day, 1 week, 1 year. This is something you do every day of your life, how you can raise kids up and make some of these children's presidents, governors, doctors, and lawyers who never had a future. Now they got a vision. Thanks to your dad, Brother Harris, and other men who have walked the walk and talked the talk.
Amen. 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 Uncle Don, we got to get you. I see you, brother. I see you, sir.
Excuse me. All right.
please give us a little bit about your background, and please come on up about your background and how you got involved.
Okay. Well, like Blitzer was telling you, Northern Illinois, went to Northern Illinois University. That's where me and your dad met. That's where I met pretty much most of the founding members of the organization. After college, for me, I joined the military for a short 3-year stint, and then I came back. And when I came back, first person I think to call me or come see me was your dad, because we had been all through college. Amos, like I always tell you, your dad was always my right hand. You know, when he passed away, you know, I lost my ability to do a lot of things. That there were things that your dad was really good at. One of them was presenting the organization. Two, he was great at asking for stuff. So, you know, like I told the kid, you might have heard me tell the kids in Kenya, over the years, we brought thousands of T-shirts. We brought two brushes. And a lot of that came where Amos would be out from, you know, talking to his dentist, and he'd tell him what we was doing, and he'd ask him to help. And these people would help. And then it was always me and him who was going to pick it up. We were always the physical part of the organization. Mm-hmm. He, you know, we would go get the books and all those different types of things. So, you know, for that reason, you know, we really miss you. You know, really, I really miss your dad. But from the organizational standpoint, he helped us build something that is making a difference, I think is the main way to say it. This organization has done, you know, because of the way we built and structured the organization with somebody local in Kenya being Anna, we don't get we don't get millions of dollars, but the money we get is all impactful because it goes right to the mission, because we're able to prioritize and do, okay, what needs the most help? And as you know, and you've seen and you've heard us all say, the feeding program is the biggest impact. You know, we feed 600 kids. We just picked up another real big school that we're going to have to work out of how we're trying to feed them. We're working with a Feed My Starving Children, that organization, trying to come up with a plan where we can, you know, consistently get food to these kids. But the feeding program, you saw Boys to Men and Sports Day. That was your dad's favorite. You know, the infrastructure initiative, the things we do, and that's probably what you're going to see at the new school before you see anything else, is we're going to go in and do a couple of small projects and kind of build that relationship up before we go in there and do anything real big. The Eggs for Empowerment, you know, that's my favorite program. That program builds chicken coops at different schools and gives these people the ability, because when you know, when you've done this, I saw you do this a lot on this trip, Tyler, you talk to the people. And what we think they need is not always, most of the time, it's not really what they need or asking for. They don't want handouts. They want the tools necessary for them to take care of themselves. They want to be able to, you know, they want their kids to be educated. They want their kids to have opportunities. Now, some of those things we can deal with, you know, and some of them we can't. But being on the ground with our programs like Eggs for Empowerment, a program that will not only teach kids how to farm, there's a fact that that I got from when I was doing my grant research. It says that 60% of all Kenyans at one point in their life will live in a farm environment. And you know, you've been there, you know what that is? That's upcountry. So all of these people, they're upcountry and they on these self-sustaining farms. So why not build a better farmer? Why not teach these kids how to raise poultry now, how to grow better so that when they are in these farm environments, they can thrive and they can, you know, and move ahead, because that's the number one produce. That's the number one sustaining thing. In Kenya is a lot of people farm once you get away from the big city. The majority of the people are on some type of farm. So those programs have all done, you know, real well. Our obstacle is as you do stuff, the more you do, when you fix one problem, you find two more things that need to be resolved. So, you know, just for instance, like the feeding program, we went in and just started buying food. Well, they need pots to cook it in. They need big pots. You know, they need plates to serve it in. They need silverware. So these programs that, you know, you start off doing one thing and then you say, oh, well, you can't do this without doing that and that and that. So, and that's where we at now. Our programs have grown. They are very impactful. If you talk to anybody, any school we support over there, they've got nothing but good to say, because we've come in and we've listened and we've talked and we sat down and talked to them and we found out what their needs are, and then we solve them as much as we possibly can. So glad to have you and a couple other people that we just added to the organization. Things like this are great, you know, but it's something that we would never do. We have never done before. You know, that's why we need young folks.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And as you was talking, Jazz and Josh was giving you a shout out in the chat. There you go, Jazz.
I see it. All right.
Jazz and Josh and the mamas in the chat. And everybody, first of all, everybody tuning in tonight, just want to say thank you for your time and definitely appreciate it.
Okay.
But Uncle Don, real quick, I'm honored to like serve with somebody who like literally had my dad's back.
Oh yeah. Hey, that picture set on your dad, and you know this, set on your dad's desk there or main coffee table for years, ever since we took it. And you know, that's why it was a digital copy of it that I was trying to find when he got sick. I was like, oh man, I want to see this picture, you know, but because I knew he had it there, you know. But yeah, that's a touching picture. That was us in the early years, you know, and still continues, man. Still got that same fight. But let me talk. Can I talk about one other thing that we're doing now?
Please.
Okay. We have the ability now to we're trying to do a shipment to Kenya in the next few weeks. But what we need are school desks, blackboards, laptop computers, any type of school equipment that we could get. If anybody out there, you know, especially in the Chicagoland area, has access to this stuff, please contact, you know, Tyler, me, you know, and we will come get it, because one of the things that the kids have always lacked is the basic necessities: desks, pencils, paper. We take school supplies every single year, every single trip, I should say. We take as many school supplies as we got bags, as many as we could fit in, because although those things are, you know, are so overlooked here, I could tell you a story right quick about one of my first trip I went there. One of the drivers, one of the guys who drove us around, asked me if I come back next year to bring some pens and pens for his kids. Now, we fast forward to a year later. We arrived. We had just gotten the hotel. We hadn't even unpacked the bags. We had just really got there. And they, you know, they called the room and said there's somebody down here to see Don. I'm like, who's it down there to see me? I went down there. It was the driver from the previous year. He was coming to get those pencils and pens. A whole year he waited. So I mean, you know, you see things like that, and you ask yourself, nobody should have to live like this. You know, another quick thing, our Girl Power program. I don't know if you know this. One of the girls in our Girl Power program who just graduated was 18. 18 in eighth grade, had never been able to go to school. Wow. There's another girl who was 16. I mean, it's things that we would never think about, that somebody who wants to go to school couldn't afford to go, you know, and that's so wrong, you know. But, you know, we can't fix every problem, but we was able to help that girl get through grammar school. And now she got a sponsor for high school. So this young lady now has the ability to go out and be something in this world, you know. So for that, you know, we are blessed to be able to bless. Amen. You know, so, you know, you can't be God given. So we know that. So everything we've done over the years has always come right back. So, you know, it's always been good. There's been times when we didn't know how we were going to buy food and then somebody would come up with a donation or something would happen where some money would free up. So, you know, I love the mission of the organization. I love the people who on the battlefield with me, you know, and love your dad, you know. He was my right hand. So, yeah, but that's it. That's all I got.
But Unc, real quick, a couple of things.
Okay.
You've been in the trenches for like a couple of decades doing this.
Yeah.
Where did the patience come from? Because like you saw me when I was there, you like, man, I'm gonna fix everything. This all gotta be fixed.
Yeah.
They need AC, they need Wi-Fi, they need like, how did you have the patience to build it brick by brick? Like you said, plates, forks, like what gave you that patience to build, because what you said, you, if you weren't obedient, that girl doesn't graduate, doesn't make it to eighth grade.
Yeah.
You could have got frustrated and quit a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? And not to mention, you guys are paying. I mean, not to mention, you're like, we're going, you're going over on your own dime. And so like that's one. And so what gave you that obedience to serve and have patience at the same time?
I think what it is, one, when you go to Kenya, nothing moves fast. So, you know, you are forced to be patient, you know, and you're forced to, because you're going to find yourself waiting on a meal. Mm-hmm. You're going to find yourself waiting on somebody to pick you up, and things move kind of slow. But what really kind of keeps me going is, and you saw this, when you go to those schools, and we go to those schools with school supplies and T-shirts and whatever we may have, whatever we may be giving away at that time. And I've never seen, it's the only place that I see real appreciation. I do not see any real appreciation for anything here in America. But when I get a kid in Africa something, they're genuinely happy, and they're really going to use whatever you give them.
Amen.
So that makes it a lot easier, you know, to do, when you know that, you know, the things that you're doing, the things you are bringing to the country, your mission in the country is helping people. It you know, it's helping people to live. The schools that don't have feeding programs, you saw the suffering. You know, we saw the little kid who hadn't eaten in 4 days. You know, I mean, that shouldn't happen anywhere. You know, that's just unheard of for, you know, and you saw how the teachers are so used to it, it was no big deal to them.
Right.
You know, but to see that, we could see it was affecting the kid because he couldn't stay woke. So, you know, being able to come in and fix situations like that and deal with them has, you know, has really been a blessing, man. It's really been an eye opener for me, because, you know, going over there, I remember the first trip me and Kelvin made, and, you know, he went to the military. We both went to the military, so we were apart as friends for a lot of years. So when we got back together, when he got out of the military and I was back out, and we were talking about making that first trip, one of the things we were both proud of was the fact that we were now saved. So the first trip, we want to show each other how saved we are. So we reading the Bible on the plane, and we get to Africa, and we want to go to church. So, okay, Sunday we go to church. So we go out and we pull up on this outdoor lot where they're having church. Mm-hmm. And it's about 200 degrees out there. And this is what, you know, when I start saying I knew, and that's what Kenya does. It shows me I'm not where I should be, and I still got to strive. But it was so hot, we didn't get out the car. It was like, oh, yeah, that's a nice church service over there. But I'm staying in this air right now. So, you know, it challenges you, man. It challenges you, you know, everything that you think, because a lot of people go there and they think that, oh, man, these people don't have anything. They should be sad. And you don't see no depression in Africa. None.
Nope.
None. You got people praying for real. They praying for their next meal. You know, they praying for, you know, the basic things that we take for granted. But because of that, you know, they're grounded in a different way that we aren't, you know, so with the Creator. So it all works because I think because of them being grounded in their prayers and God giving us, putting it in our minds to go over there and help. And then when we help them, it helps us. Every blessing I give, I get two back, you know. So just the smiles on the faces, you know, to hear the kids laugh, to see them play, you know, that's priceless, man.
It is.
And, you know, that's, you know, and that's something, you know, that we used to share with your dad, you know. That's why he liked that sports day so much, because it was just a whole day of fun, you know, the whole day of just playing and, you know, and you know the stories. He would get out there and get hurt every year. You heard all that, but, you know, but still, he would keep getting out there. It was that much fun. He couldn't resist. So,
yes, you touched on so many things. They treat a crumb like a feast. And that's what I loved about the people of Kenya. They seek human engagement versus in America, sometimes we try to avoid that person that comes around. And so what I saw in Kenya, what I felt in Kenya was like, I honestly felt home. I felt home because it was just all about being inclusive. Inclusive, we're in this together. So therefore, we don't have to be depressed about it because we're going to figure a way out. And so, Uncle Don, one thing I want you to touch on real quick before we finish up, you and my dad, you guys, not just in Kenya, but you and dad did stuff in Chicago together.
Oh, yeah. He's my referee buddy. You know,
you guys, like, we talk about, like, it's one thing. We could talk about the Bulls. We could talk about the Bears.
Yeah.
But, like, one thing that but my dad taught me was sports brings people together that wouldn't have met any other way. And so we could go crazy about our sports teams and talk about the millions of dollars that they spend. But I used to come, dad used to come bring us over to your house and stuff.
Yeah.
I was serving the city of Chicago. Yeah. So from Chicago to Africa real quick, let the people know, how can they help? How can they donate? If they can't get over to Africa, how can they help right now?
Right now, okay, the way they can help is they can go to the website and they can make a donation. We have they can sponsor a kid. That's always a good thing. You know, it's $150 for a kid, levels 1 through 8, and then it's like $600 for a high school student per year.
What does that $150 do for that kid for the year?
That $150 pays his school fees, shoes, and uniform. So that covers him for a year. And you know, the importance of that is a lot of kids don't have shoes. So donations are always, you know, the first and most important thing, because everything we do, of course, costs money. I think you already hit on it. Nobody from this organization gets paid, with the exception of our executive director, Anna Saburu, who lives in Kenya. So she's the only paid member of this organization. She has to visit the schools on a daily basis to make sure all of our programs are functioning correctly. She delivers food. She checks on sponsored kids and things of that nature. The other thing a person can do, and this is a twofold thing, take the trip. What we found over these 20 years, if I look at our biggest list of donors and the people who've been the most supportive to us, have all taken the trip. Because once you take the trip, you see the needs, you see what we're doing, and you sold for life most of the time. And plus, it's a great trip. I don't think there's any travel agency in this, you know, and I figured this out some years ago. There's not a travel agency on this planet that can match our trip. Why? Because most trips to Kenya gonna keep you on safari for 5-6 days. Best safari parks in the world. Nothing wrong with doing that, but you'll never see the people. You'll never get to know the little kids. You'll never get to see the hardworking teachers. You'll never get to see the people who, you know, and some of the hotels who struggling to make it, but happy, you know, still happy in themselves. So our trip is a fantastic trip. There's one that the group is going in August, and then there's the regular March trip. It normally costs a little bit over $3,000 to go, but when we do that, we put you in a 5-star hotel. There's none of this sleeping in the village stuff. I've never seen any value to that. As long as we go in and do our work and be productive, you know, we can go back to the 5-star and get you a massage right off the ocean and all those type of things, you know, and give you a great trip. So I know that nobody does Kenya better than us. So take the trip with us. I think you can't go wrong. We have needs of volunteers from time to time. We got this shipping thing coming up. If there's anybody in the Chicagoland area who want to help us pick up desks and pack the container on the day we pack it, we appreciate the help. Please reach out to me, and we'll let you know when stuff is happening and when you could come out and give us a hand. That's basically it, I guess, on the help tip. Take the trip, donate, join the organization.
Yeah,
we do have a membership drive on the web page as well.
And then people, they can if they donate, they can decide where does that go, where they want that donations to go towards, right?
They could pick the program, or they could do a general. You know, we've always been that way. We've always said if somebody feels strongly about something, that we do, and then we take that money and we put it exactly on the program they want. You know, and I think we kind of listed them all, the feeding program, Girl Power, Boys to Men, infrastructure, which would be, you know, building improvements and things of that nature, Eggs for Empowerment, which is currently not running. We built a nice campus for a school and really got them going. And then it was decided that the best thing to do was to give it to them. So we gave them basically 4 chicken coops. They got, when we were running that program, it had 600, every month it was 600 broilers, and it was like 300 layers. So they would get eggs and they would have chickens to sell every month. So real, like I say, real productive program.
I love it, Unc. I definitely love it. And as we talk about giving back, as you beautiful people are watching, you see the bottom screen below. When we talk about giving back, myself and my family, I want to say from my business, Freedom Gains, me and my family, we've sponsored over 7 kids ourselves.
Yes,
we have over 7 kids ourselves, and that's still not enough. And so if you were to check out the website, freedomgains.us, I'm on a mission myself to be one of the number one health and sports supplementation givers out there. But 90% of all retail profit that goes through my website will be given to my Boston Kidney Relief Initiative from injury prevention. I'm as a naval medic. I love having friends. I didn't know it was going to be veterans. It just worked out that day. It was all veterans on the call today. That's awesome. But from protein to air filter, we're talking about cleaning particles smaller than COVID. I think you heard about that CBD cream, how much those guys enjoyed that on that trip.
Yeah, it really helped their knees, they were saying, yeah.
Yes, sir. And so XS was invented by a physician that ran multiple marathons. It's the only supplement brand approved by the NCAA. But the fact of the matter is 90% of all retail profit will be getting forwarded to the Mombasa Kenya Relief Initiative to help the children of Kenya. Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's one thing to have a donation. It's another thing to be self-funded. We will operate from a position of strength because God deemed it so. And so I got to be obedient or he could take everything away. And so it truly just makes sense. But I'm excited. I can't wait for the next trip. Everything you said, I wouldn't have the perspective if I didn't go.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have the perspective, the name of the show. I wouldn't have the perspective if I didn't go. And I can get sad and say, I wish I went a couple of years earlier, but things happen the way it's supposed to happen. But even when I was there, I felt him with me.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Uncle Don, it was such a blessing to have you on.
Thank you, man.
Such a blessing.
I really enjoyed it, man. This is a good thing.
Absolutely. And when we get closer to the next trip, we'll definitely come back. We'll make it at least once a quarter just to give the people an update, a heads up, especially because you're in the Chicago area.
Yeah.
The Barroom Network does mostly cover Chicago sports, but it's bigger than that. It's a lot of women empowerment. There's a lot of things happening on the network that is about outreach and unity and fellowship. But before we get these beautiful people out of there, any last words real quick?
No. Proud to have you. You know, like I said, I know the celebration for your dad. From the organization, you know, when we lost him, we lost one of our foundation bricks, is the best way to say it. So, you know, but we were able to replace him or with the same style of brick. So it's all good. Welcome.
Absolutely, sir. My absolute pleasure. Before last minute words, I want to say thank you to everybody who took the time to join and come to join the debut of Perspective of Gains, because we'll be covering all different aspects of life. It's going to be centered around faith, unity, fellowship, development. It may be some cryptocurrency. You never know what you're going to get, but it's all about being able to use profit to bless others. You see what I'm saying? Being able to monetize expenses. And so I've been blessed. I've had amazing men pour into my life. My dad knew the men that was pouring into my life. My dad knew a Omar Powell. My dad knew a Mike LeBou. And so men that have empowered me today, that when I get to go to Kenya, I get to come with resources that I have. And the Bible, iron sharpens iron. And that's where we're at right now, Unc. And that's where we're at right now. So Perspective of Gains, we got a lot of things coming for you. on Barroom Network. We got some more shows coming up for you. So stay tuned. See you at Radio on Thursday. It's a lot of shows as we get everybody's excited about football and basketball and things. Yeah. So, but we had to take the time to think about the children, because without the children, there is no future. And yeah. so there will be some presidents and a lot of people coming out of the Kenya because of the work that you all been able to do. And I'm honored to be have been accepted to be on the board, sir. And so you already know the work is already begun. And yeah. so as we get out of here, we got a quick video to take us out, and we'll see you all soon. God bless you and take care.
From this class, from this school, we'll have governors, ministers, educators, teachers, doctors, nurses, and maybe even the president of Kenya. Because it can be done right here, right now. Because your love, your heart, your dedication. So for us, it's easy. All we're doing is watering the seed you already planted. And we love you so much from the bottom of our hearts, and we will continue to love you.
That love you also. We just want to share these with you, that you can remember us, and we'll remember you, and we will be back again. So when we come back, okay, when we come back, we see the little ones will be bigger. The bigger ones will be in upcountry in school, correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay. We want to see all of you grow and all of you prosper and be the best that you can be, okay? Thank you again.